Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, cattle futures since yesterday have been under a little bit of pressure, and that continued throughout today. The October feeders, which are going to wind down here in the next couple of weeks, are down 60, 143.60. November, on the other hand, about $1.45 lower, and that was over a dollar off the lows. At one point, they were down about $2.50. January feeders, $1.47 lower. March, $1.27. April, $1.12. Then live cattle, the October, which is the front month, finished $1.80 lower at $1.10.60. That was a dollar off of their lows. It looks like the cash trade was disappointing at $1.08 this week. So that was disappointing, maybe hoping for maybe $1.10. December live cattle were down a dollar at $1.13.37. And then there's been some talk about yesterday's Cargill problem in Dodge City, Kansas. That explosion at an outbuilding. It looks like that they stopped receiving cattle and will begin receiving cattle early next week, but they never stopped their packing portion of the plant. So the receiving stopped, but the packing did not. And they'll start delivering cattle there again early next week. So that clear up some of that confusion. Then the hogs were extremely weak this morning, and they came back right at the end of the day. December closed down about 25 at 67.90. So that was a pretty strong comeback.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
The grain futures were mixed. Wheat was 1 to 5 higher, with the Chicago wheat being the strongest contract, up 5 in December at $5.30. Soybeans were about 2 to 2.5 higher, and then corn 3 to 4.5 lower. The soybean sales this morning was right at the top of the range at 1.6 million metric tons. So that kept them strong throughout the day. Also continued talk of the Chinese purchases and when that'll start. This week, China has actually been buying from Brazil. It's estimated they bought somewhere around 480,000 metric tons of Brazilian beans, rather than U.S. beans, even following their statement last week. Larry Kudlow, the White House economic advisor, said that the Chinese government can nudge people in a direction, but at the end of the day, the market forces or the market conditions are what's going to determine where those private companies, those private Chinese companies buy it. And of course, that's going to be dictated by price. And so Brazilian, if that's cheaper, that's where they're going to get it. But at least it's more of a level playing field here with them wanting to do that. And then cotton today finished up 18 at 65.17. The Dow Jones currently down pretty hard, 176 lower at 26,816. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.